It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I don't know if you heard this story in the news earlier today as we record this episode. More than 6,300 people have been on job seekers allowance for over a decade at an estimated cost of 800 million euro to the state. New figures from the Department of Social Protection show 6,329 people have remained on the payment for 10 years or more. And we just have a very simple question. Is there any excuse on God's earth for anybody to be on the dole? Now, we're not talking about people on disability or anything like that. We are specifically talking about people who are on job seekers allowance, or what we have called the dole, for over 10 years. And we're asking, is there any excuse? Or maybe some people are just unemployable.
No, please don't go down that road. There's no such thing as, if you have two hands and two legs, you're employable.
Yeah, if you don't have two arms and two legs, then you're probably on disability benefits.
Yes, you would be.
Yeah, okay.
No, I
believe there are some people in our society that are just unemployable.
Now you're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses
for leeches,
such.
For lazy leeches.
I'm merely arguing that some people are just wastes of space, basically. That
they're wastes of space because they won't work.
No, because no employer in their right mind would want to employ them. Literally, nobody would want to employ them. And that's 6,500 people are probably
that's a
people.
That's a complete cop-out, by the way. Everybody is employable. There's a job for everybody. And say, like, what makes somebody unemployable?
They're just a waste of space.
A waste of space.
They've no airs and graces about them.
No airs and graces.
They're just waste of space. Unemployable.
I don't buy that, I have to be honest with you, because what I think that's doing is it's giving people an excuse to stay at home. Now, I agree there are dregs. There are people, when we talk to them sometimes in this podcast, with two brain cells to bind together.
Yeah.
They haven't even got two brain cells
And you
cells
want to
together.
Give somebody like that a job?
Well, no, I wouldn't want to give them a job, but there is
that's
a job.
That's exactly the point.
There is a job out there for them. So you do believe then that there is an excuse for being long-term
unemployed? I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying that there are some people that are unemployable. I'm not using it as an excuse, but some people just don't have the smarts to work. They just don't. And employers would not want to give them a job. That's not an excuse. It's just some people are on the bottom.
On the bottom what?
The bottom rung of society. They just have no get up and go.
They put themselves on. Well, get some get up and go. So you think that if somebody is just unemployable, yeah, because they're a lazy shit, they haven't got two brain cells to bank together, they should be just let sit on Easy Street for the rest of their lives and have my taxes.
I pay huge
amount of taxes every month.
Okay, is living on 200 and something Twitter a week?
I might pay more tax a month than you do. I pay a huge amount of tax.
And what do you want?
Every month. I don't want to go in on lazy shits, leeches. The leeches of society.
Okay, so what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't let it go to 10 years. I'd cut them off after 2 years. If you can't find a job, we have full unemployment in Ireland, pretty much.
Full employment.
Or employment in Ireland, pretty much. That's what it's considered. I think it's only, 5% of the population that's unemployed. So that's considered full employment. If you can't find a job within 2 years of... And you know who these people are, by the way. They're the people you see at every Patriot March. How do they have all the time to go to those marches? The March for Everything Brigade. You know, this Saturday march, this Tuesday march, they're at every single march. They call themselves digital creators on social media. As soon as you see that, you know, Dolehead. Yeah? You know these patriots and you go onto their Facebook page, digital creator, Dolehead.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute Dolehead. So those people, if you're able to go for a march and wave a flag, you're able to work. Get off your hole. If you love the country as much as you say you do because you're a patriot, start actually, like, look at your man, without naming names, that your man, that waster.
Yeah.
That goes to every protest. Him. He's on the dole, isn't he?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Would you employ him, though?
No, not in a million years. That's my point. Some people are literally unemployable.
That's my argument.
No, it does.
Nobody's saying.
The person you're talking about, I wouldn't give him a job if he was the last man standing. Honestly, I wouldn't.
But he probably has a brain.
Yeah, no, he probably has a brain, all right, but I still wouldn't give him a job for all the tea in China. That's just the fact of it.
So he should be just allowed to spend his day posting up bile on...
Okay, you believe if you're on the dole for more than 2 years, you get cut off?
Cut off.
And what happens to that person then?
I don't give a shit what happens to you.
They're out begging on the streets of Dublin.
Whatever the case may be. I'm just saying these people are taking the piss out of us because they're out marching. They hate the government. But they're happy to take. They hate the government, but they're happy to take money from them every month. Get off your arses. No excuse.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this. Do you think that somebody should be literally cut off the dole if they've been on it more than 2 years? Because, as we said, thousands of people, over 6,000, have been on the dole. Now, we're not talking about people on disability benefit, people on job seekers allowance for more than 10 years, over 6,000 of them. And in that 10 years, it has cost the state €800,000. I'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with this message from Kieran.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's job seekers and they're on over 10 years, that's ridiculous, you know. There's absolutely no excuse for not working these days unless you have some kind of disability. That's a separate issue. Just remember, guys, not everybody who's on social welfare is working or is looking for work. You know, there's lots of people, myself included, who are on benefits to do with illness and stuff like that and for children. But in terms of job seekers, 2 years should be the max. Or once your stamp money runs out, that's it, you're out. Sorry, but that's the way it is. There's absolutely no excuse for not working. You know, that's all I wanted to say on that, guys.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Good.
Well, Kelly, what did you want to say on this? Should people be allowed to stay on the dole for over 10 years?
Well, 10 years is a long time to be on dole, but there is reasons why people might be on it.
For that length of time?
I suppose the longer you're on it, the harder it is to get a job, put it that way. And then people get stuck in a rut, I suppose, as well. And if you have a few kids and you go take a job, you're going to miss out on back to school footwear, clothing allowance, you're going to miss out maybe on medical cards. And it's like, who's going to mind the kids? You go out to work. There could be a long list of things. There's always reasons why people don't work. And there could be mental health reasons as well.
Is there a reason? Well, if it's mental health reasons, you would probably be given disability benefit, if that's the reason that you're...
Yeah, but that could be hard to prove. With mental health, though, it's hard to prove.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
It can be. But you believe that there are many different excuses or reasons that people might be on the dole for a long period of time?
There could be. Like I say, people can get stuck in a rut. Some people do courses and improve themselves. Other people, if they don't do things to improve themselves, they may not have the qualifications to get jobs that last.
And this is the point I was making to you, Jeremy. Some people do literally get stuck in a rut, don't have the get up and go to self-improve.
Sorry, this morning, lads, when I woke up at 5 o'clock. I was out late last night. I woke up at 5 o'clock to go to work and I didn't feel like in the mood. I was actually in a rut, lads. I didn't want to go into work, but then I put my big boy pants on and realised you actually have to get up and work. So being stuck in a rut does not wash with me. I'm sorry, lads, it does not wash with me. Being stuck in a rut.
Well, I'm not talking about myself here, obviously, because I do work. So I'm just giving an opinion.
No, I get that. I'm not having a go at you, but I'm just saying that I'm sick of people in ruts. That's not a good enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
These same people, I drove, coming here earlier on, I drove down a certain road, and I'm not going to name the road because I don't want to shame the people, but a certain road in the north inner city, and I drove by there at early lunchtime to come out here, mm-hmm. and every single house on the road, they were all sitting out in the garden drinking cans, enjoying the lovely weather. Now, yeah. Adrian would say, oh, they might work shift work.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
They don't work. Mm. They do not work.
Oh, you've jumped to that conclusion.
They do not work. So every single person...
Well, there is people that work nights. So when they're out during the day, they could easily be working nights.
But
you can't judge everybody that you see.
But everybody on the road?
Well, there's also people that work from home or people that might get term time off.
And I'm sure if they were working at home, they were all drinking cans and chatting to each other in the gardens and all that. In fact, hang on a sec. I'll tell Adrian off air where it was.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've seen it myself on that street.
I'm just doing guesswork here because I do work. Okay, but
your point
here.
Your point being, Kelly, rather than come down like a ton of bricks on people who are on job seekers allowance for a long period of time, we need to maybe try and understand why they're there.
Well, they need to be given help if they want to get back to work. Anyway, I can't stay on because I have to go because the call coming through.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Thanks very much indeed, Kelly. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Pablo says, is there a bit of jealousy there, Jeremy? No, Pablo, with your fake Facebook profile picture. There is no jealousy there at all. I wouldn't want to be one of those wasters. Adrian knows the road I'm talking about. You drive up that road as well. Mm-hmm. It's like a party road, isn't it? Every single day you drive down that road, they're all out chatting to each other in the garden. How are you, Maura? How are you, Betty? How are you today? Ah, grancher. Isn't it great to be alive? Fucking right it is, Betty, because you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing with your life.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's the story, boys?
Trevor, is there any...
Hang on, Trevor, it's great to be alive. Let's drink out the front garden. It's great to be alive.
Don't be bitter.
Oh, no,
Jeremy, relax, man. You're in work.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You can offend people by saying you have a job.
Forgot that, sorry.
Yeah, don't be doing that, no, Jesus Christ. That's like almost saying, like, fucking Ballyframe, Sheriff Street, killing Ed and all kids. You can't do that, man. You know what I mean? They offend people. Anyway, boys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Some people are on the dole, well, over 6,000 people are on the dole continuously for over 10 years. What should be done with those people, if anything?
10 fucking years. Now, remember a podcast you done a while ago where someone actually had a birthday party-esque kind of celebration of being on the dole for, what was it, 30 years or something?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy, when did you become a soft touch?
Oh, I'm not a soft touch. I cut them off.
Why are you giving them 2 years?
Oh, no, you're right, actually. Sorry, I've always been a soft touch. 1 year.
No,
12 months.
That. Give them 1 year. 12 months, that's it. And you know what, boys? I'm going to kill two birds at once down here. I'm going to appeal to the racists as well. Let's cut welfare to €50 a week for everybody, except OAPs and people with disabilities. Well, you know what? I'm actually going to leave people with disabilities in that one, boys, because as COVID proved, people with disabilities can still work, because you can work from home nowadays. It's a magnificent world we live in, lads. And let's cut everyone else down to €50 a week. We won't be a welfare state anymore. So that'll stop all the, as everybody twists into your podcast into immigrants. They won't be coming here anymore because they won't get the money to survive. And the Irish people won't have the money to survive. So they'll have to get out there, fat ass, lazy ass, fucking useless asses, and get out and get a job. Oh my God, you know what? McDonald's might see a spike in people thinking, I can flip burgers. I didn't do that 2 years ago. Why didn't you do that 2 years ago? Because you were getting over €200 a week to sit in your fat ass. You're probably getting extra benefits. If you're a single mother, you're probably getting loads of little benefits on the side on that one, aren't you? And then if you have the kid that ages out, you can just pop out another little sprog and you get more money from the government that should be raising your child. Oh, wait, no, that's a parent's job. Sorry, boys. But you know what? These fucking lazy swine bastards that are on this 10 years, cut them all off now. Say you're getting nothing because you've amassed a fortune into your bank account over the last 10 years. Get out and get a job. We are no longer providing for you. And wouldn't this country be just flourishing
so
anymore?
You believe that nobody should get job seekers allowance for more than 1 year. 1 year. 12
Give
months.
Me one valid reason, apart from you're a paraplegic or you're fucking over 90, that you should be getting that for more than a year. Give me one valid reason, boys. I'm seeing tumbleweeds here, lads. What's going on?
You know, because you can't get a job. There isn't one that suits you.
Fuck right off. Lads, Tesco's, Super Value, McDonald's, Burger King, IKEA, the biggest companies in this country are screaming for staff. And you know what, boys? You know what? You don't need experience because they'll train you. Oh my fucking God, isn't that just magical? These people are the sorts of people that want to go into Hewlett Packard, Intel, Microsoft, Google. All these big companies get that big, huge wages, and then they realise, oh, I can't get in there without college education. So I'll tell you what, boys, why don't we get all these people starting on the bottom of the ladder? Work your lazy asses up the ladder, and then you'll get managerial positions. Jesus Christ, lads. Then they'll be on good money. Then they'll be able to buy things themselves. Then they'll actually have more money than what the government is giving them. Lads, don't let the secret out, but you know what? If you work, you get more than what you get off the dole. Fuck.
So let me ask you then, Trevor. 1 year for people on Job Seekers Allowance, but you also have an issue with some people on disability benefit.
No, yeah, I do, yeah. Because some people with disability benefits, and I know, lads... Oh, Jesus Christ. He has a bad back, lads. He hit a violin. And he's been on disability for 4 years because he has a bad back. I know a girl who is on disability for a few years. Do you know what she's suffering from, lads? Constant migraines. She has fucking headaches. And she gets fucking disability.
Well, no, hang on for 1 second, Trevor. I don't know if you've ever had...
Here we go. Come on,
if you've ever had a proper migraine. It is completely debilitating. You can do nothing when you have that migraine. The tablet doesn't work.
Oh, you understand that, Adrian. I suffered with them myself for a while. But you know what? You know what I had to do? I had to realise that I had 5 kids to support. I had a mortgage to pay. Oh, wait, they don't have mortgages because the government gave them practically free houses that they're probably paying 30 to 70 euros a week for. And then, you know...
Okay, let me ask you then.
No wonder they stay on the dole, boys.
Let me ask you then, people on disability who you believe are scamming, they're not really that sick at all, you would like those people cut off, but how do you define
unless
somebody?
Unless you can actually prove you are physically unable to walk out your front door and get a job, then you should be cut off. And you know what? Even saying that, lads, you can still walk from fucking home. It's a brand new world we live in, lads. I have a girl who works from me, she works from home. Do you know what she does? She does the books from home. She used to come into the office for a pair in the past. So she had 3 kids look after, so I said, listen, they're from home, email the invoice for everything over to me, and I'll do the rest. She works from home. The fucking hell, lads.
Okay,
oh
so let me read a message from Yvonne that just came in to us, and it says, the number of people out there on disability benefit is crazy. Still, they're able to have children, still able to drive a car, able to sit on a plane and go on holidays, still able to go partying and so on. There are plenty of jobs out there suitable for all. You'd agree with that.
You took the words right out of me now, lads. I was expecting a different text from you. But yeah, that covered all the bases. Because when you think about it, lads, there is no job out there that, like, unless you're actually physically like Stephen Hawking, which even then, he could communicate through a bloody computer. So there's actually a job out there for everybody. And lads, 10, isn't that number? 10 years on Job Seekers. It's called fucking Job Seekers.
Well, I just want to say, I just want to say something, and don't read out the message, Adrian, unless we can get this absolute clown on. Wait till you hear this message. Fella sent us a private message on Facebook. Can I give it his first name? Yeah, I will, actually. Robbie's his name. And, well, we'll try and get him on first. And if we can't, we'll read out the message. But I'm telling you now, you're going to need your headache tablets for this. This one's a prize winner, this fella is.
Okay, we will read
it. Robbie, if you're listening, you know who you are. You sent us, could I give it his full name?
No.
Robbie, you sent us a message on Facebook giving out about us and giving out about Trevor there as well. You're very welcome onto the show. Adrian won't shout at you.
I won't. Just send us
your phone number.
WhatsApp with your phone number and we'll get you on.
And we'll give you a fair hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. Cian.
Afternoon, lads. Look, I don't want to be too harsh on people, but I think there comes a time, depending on the person's circumstances, where there probably has to be a cut-off point. 10 plus years is a lot of time. And I know in them 10 years, they've probably picked up those bad habits and probably don't have the motivation to get back out there, especially when you're not just dealing with being cut off the social welfare. It comes hand in hand with losing other benefits. And if you're comfortable living that way, I can completely understand why you probably would want to continue living that way. I know today there'll be people listening with the point of view of, look, they've been doing it long enough, it's time to cut their dole and just throw them to the wolves, but that's not the right way either. In general, there probably is a point in time where the whole system needs to be looked at and completely revamped.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Niall, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niall?
How are you, lads?
Yeah, good, thanks, Niall.
You must think when people go to collect their dole that they're getting handed a silver spoon as well. I spent a few months in the dole, and it's far from a life of fucking luxury. I was living week to week, struggling to pay bills, to barely afford to feed myself and the wife. If it wasn't for the Capuchin Day Centre, we would have starved. The dole isn't a life of fucking luxury that you seem to think it is. I don't know what world you're living in there, but I can tell you one thing. It's not fucking glamorous.
So how come we've spoken to people? We spoke to a woman last year on this podcast who was off to Florida with her three kids and she hasn't worked a day in her life.
Yeah, well, if she's putting holidays first, she's fucking leaving herself without nothing. She's fucking probably falling behind on bills and not putting her kids first.
No, but if you can afford a holiday in Florida while you're on the dole is too much money. That's what I would say.
Too much money? Well, if you ever had to live off barely 200 quid a week, Jeremy.
No, because I've always worked.
You haven't had to go through it yourself. It's easy to look at it and say, ah, they have a life of luxury.
But hang on, Niall, if it was that difficult, people wouldn't stay in it for that long. If it was actually the life of hardship that you say it is, all the people that we drive by, Adrian, on that particular road every day that are out drinking and having a great old time, mm-hmm. they wouldn't stay on it. So obviously, the fact that X amount of people have stayed on social welfare, job seekers, for 10 years would suggest they're quite happy to stay there. They don't want to better themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. But what sort of life is that? If you think it's easy to live off barely 200 quid a week, Jeremy, I'll put you as a challenge. For the next 4 weeks, just live off 200 euro each week and see how far that gets you.
Okay, Trevor, let me just throw that back to you. He's basically saying, what sort of life is it if you're on the dole for 10 years? It's a struggle, it's a great life at all.
Well, lads, I have to say this, right? If your life is a struggle, do you commit 10 years to it? If your life is a true struggle, do you not want to get out and get something better? Obviously not. They're obviously not just getting the fucking social or job seekers or whatever. They're probably getting fuel allowances, electricity fucking things, other benefits on the side. They probably have 10 kids, you know what I mean? These are all things to add up. They're not surviving off 200 quid a week. So I'll tell you what, cut all the benefits. And you know what? We'll have Irish back in the workplace big time, and we'll have people not coming to the country to feed off the welfare state. And lads, as you covered a podcast before, where people were spreading rumours, oh, the Nigerians are sending videos now back to their countrymen saying, oh, Ireland's a soft touch, come here, you get free gas. We all know when you come here, you get looked after. If we stop doing that, wouldn't we stop coming? And wouldn't the Irish have to get out and work until it's feeding off the government? Let's put it down to one thing. The Irish government does not give a fuck about the Irish people or anybody else. They care about their own little pockets. End of story.
Okay, Niall, let me go back to you about what he's saying here. Firstly, he believes that job seekers allowance should only last for 1 year. After that, you're gone. You're cut off. And he also wants to see cutbacks in people who get disability benefit. What would you say to all that?
Well, if you cut back on it, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have more little scumbags out selling drugs and robbing handbags off old women. Like, it's not a luxury life, but at the same time, yeah, whether people like it or not, they shouldn't be spending their whole life on it. There should be a bit of a kick up the arse. But if you take
all right, now can I put one thing to you then? We'll take all this money back off the people, okay? We'll put it into the guards. We'll put it into building prisons. How about we open a new youth offender facility like St. Pat's was? Because we don't have one in Ireland, as far as I know. So when crimes are committed, we go after the people. And then we stop and tell me, Niall, do you think if someone went from 200 quid a week to 50 quid a week, do you think they'd get motivation to get out and get a job?
Well, come on, if they don't have the taste of real money, they might be happy sitting around with that 200 or whatever, thinking it's a lot
and
of money.
And shouldn't now, we stop
I walk,
that?
You walk. It's 50 euro a lot of money. It's 200 euro a lot of money to me or you. Fuck all. It's
well, no. No. Yeah, but no, at the end of the day, 10 years, people, see, over 6,000 people on this over 10 years. They're obviously comfortable enough with getting all the benefits they're getting off the government. So how about we just cut them all and just say, go survive. The government isn't here to fucking look after you. It's not here to raise your kids, to fucking feed your kids. Because I've heard people on this podcast saying, it's the government's responsibility to look after me kids. No, it's not. As a parent of five kids myself, I have to look after my kids. There's days where I physically can't get out of bed and I'm taking my kids going hungry. So I drag myself out of bed because I can't go without money. And yet these people get handouts left, right and centre. And I guarantee you, as a self-employed man myself, if my business went under, the government ain't going to give me fuck up. Because I'm telling you now, they don't give hand to the self-employed in this country. But yet the spongers and the scroungers out there, they give everything to them. Makes sense, doesn't it? I'm a high taxpayer, and yet they get everything.
You're not going to go off booking a far 5 grand holiday without giving a bollocks whether they need the money or not. It's not
really holidays,
but at the end of the day, that's money they should be putting towards their families if they have fuck all of it.
But I agree with you, Marlon, but at the end of the day, you should not be able to afford a holiday like Florida. Where it can, Florida can go from 6 to 10, 15 grand.
In fairness, Trevor, that is something we've spoken about on this program before. But let me ask you, Niall. What should happen to somebody who is on Job Seekers Allowance, not on disability, on Job Seekers Allowance for 5 years or 6 years, or as is the case with over 6,000 people, over 10 years? Surely you shouldn't be allowed to stay on the dole that long.
Yeah, definitely not. And I have no doubt that there is some of them that just don't give a bollocks. They're just happy sitting around getting that fuck all money. But we've gone up in the inner city and we have seen, now maybe it's only a handful of cases from the mass, but I've seen a lot of circumstances where there's people who don't have an education, they don't even have the wits about them to be able to go open a bank account, for example. There needs to be a bit more support and a bit more of a kick up the hole to get people out walking.
Ah, Jesus, if you can't set up a bank account.
Jeremy, this goes back to...
It's easy for me or you to do,
that's exactly the point that I made earlier on. Some people, for whatever reason, are just unemployable.
Cry me a river.
No. I genuinely believe that. Do you think that, Niall, that some people, for whatever reason, are unemployable?
There's some people that if they were standing beside you right now and there was a job application there, they'd be sitting outside the bloody entrance of the hotel.
Definitely having a clue.
I want to read out a message, lads, for you. We tried several times to get this fella on. Robbie is his name, and I want to share this with all of you because this is after boiling my piss no end. And here's what Robbie says. "Yous two are snobby, C-U-N-T-S, he says then. I'm a chef, and my restaurant closed 8 years ago, and... I can't get a job because all your invader friends are working in kitchens. I can't get a look in because of this. And yous two don't believe in the great replacement. Wait until these fuckers come for your job. They replaced me."
Now there are a lot of immigrants working in hospitality, I've seen in lots of hotels, chefs and kitchen workers are foreigners, not all, but a fair few of them are. I don't know what you mean, though, about you literally can't get a job. Can I say to, what's his name, Robbie?
Robbie,
you walk into any restaurant, any hotel, any bar that serves food, they're all looking for staff. They're all looking for chefs.
But would you not agree, Niall, that rather than trying to get a job, he's literally taking the easy way out and blaming the great replacement, that the immigrants are all working in the kitchen so he can't get a job?
Well, they're walking in the kitchen scrubbing the dishes, but you don't see too many of the men fucking doing the chef's work. They're doing the low-paid work, the kitchen part, and walking in the fast food outlets and the delivery. That's bollocks that they're fucking the great replacement. Most of these are coming over walking the low-paid jobs that a lot of Irish wouldn't do. Personally, I wouldn't go scrubbing the dishes in a fucking kitchen myself. Because, at the end of the day, after tax, I'd be pulling in, maybe 150 more than fucking what you'd get off social welfare payments. Where's the motivation there?
No, I agree with you. But again, people who are on the dole, I can't understand how a chef is out of work 8 years. I just don't buy that. I just don't get it. There are so many jobs for chefs.
But this is it's very worrying, the rhetoric that he's putting out there, yeah? That literally, in his mind, he's sitting at home now. And Robbie, I fail to understand why you won't come on the podcast, because you're not busy. You're doing fuck all for the last 8 years. You're literally not busy. But in his mind, he cannot get a job for the, like, that. That's, I'm speechless. That a chef will be out of work for 8 years.
Well, no, I am as well. I'll be honest with you.
For 8 years. Look at his Facebook profile picture. Does he look employable to you? He looks employable to me.
Yeah.
Does he look employable to you?
Good looking lad, actually.
Yeah. So, Robbie, the fact that you were out of work for 8 years means you just are a lazy shite. And I'm sorry, I can say this now because he's not going to come on. Maybe he will come on. You're a lazy shite. And what's even more, and this isn't lefty Jeremy and lefty Adrian, yeah? You're blaming the fact that you've been on the dole for the last 8 years on the invaders, the great replacement. You're claiming that you're being replaced and that we're going to be replaced as well. Sorry, Robbie. In our job, we're podcasters, yeah? If two Indian men from Bangalore, living in Ireland, want to set up a podcast, there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
No. Nope.
Absolutely.
Nothing we can do to stop
Indian
them.
Opinions matter, yep. They could call it. There's nothing we can do about it. We just have to do one better than them so that it's survival of the fittest.
That's exactly what I was about to say. All is fair in love and war. And the bottom line is there is work out there for chefs. But you obviously haven't bothered your hole to go and look for them.
But it's easier for someone like you racist loser, to actually blame it on the immigrants. They replaced me. Oh, come on. I want to rip you asunder.
Henry, you're on.
Come on after that, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't think so. Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going? Jeez, that was just laughable.
Chef?
Not laughable, scary. Scary.
No, but I mean laughable in a very serious way, like, you know.
What an absolute waster. Can you believe?
Yeah, I mean, if you were an experienced chef, right? Any hotel owner, any restaurant owner would look at that and go, geez, this fella has an awful lot of experience. He's working, let's hire him. I mean, I say the reason why he's on the plane, either he's lazy or he has a bad attitude.
And which one are you going to land on? I think the attitude might be part of the problem.
I say the attitude is mainly the problem, because I say the way, no, he came across there in the text message, you can clearly tell his character right away.
Let me ask you, Henry, this conversation started from a news report today that over 6,300 people have been on Job Seekers Allowance for over 10 years. What do you think of that?
It's crazy altogether, especially in the last 10 years when unemployment started dropping significantly. I know, I can understand from 2008 up until around maybe 2013, 2014, unemployment was in between, say, the 10% and 15% mark, right? Because I know that, because I was unemployed around that time myself, so I can understand that. But unemployment today, Adrian, is at 5%, right? And there's vacancies all over the place. I've seen them in small towns, I've seen them in big towns, I've seen them in cities, right?
No, I've seen them myself. I see them every day.
Yeah, they say vacancies wanted in retail, in hospitality, in construction, in healthcare. You name it, they're there. But see, as you say, some people out there are just so unemployable, it's unbelievable. And you know what should happen there, Adrian, I say, to reverse the cycle. When you come straight out of school, right, whether you graduate or whether you don't graduate, you should not get the dole.
You shouldn't get it in the first instance. In other words, nobody, under the age of 20 should get the dole?
No, the second you leave school, right, say you just leave school, you say either you graduate or you just walk out, say, I've had enough, I don't like school anymore, right? You should be given these choices. Get a full-time job, get further education, or military service in the Army, the Navy, or the Air Force, right? Because I think if you introduce this will make people study harder when they're younger. This will make them say, oh, no, nobody's going to look after me now when I leave school, so I'll have to buckle up. And I say this will reverse the cycle. And the only way I feel you should only claim job seekers, right, is how much contributions you made over the years when you do work, right? And it should depend on what you contributed into the system.
Okay, so somebody who has a job and loses their job through redundancy or whatever the case may be, should be entitled to the dole for a period of time. But somebody who has never worked should never get it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, what I mean is, like this, you know what I would do now, the best thing to do is, right? Don't give them cash, right? Give them a card by the welfare officer, right? That card can be used to spend in food, clothes or whatever, right? It should not be allowed to buy alcohol, tobacco, gambling, spend the money abroad or online.
Let me ask you then, do you believe that some people are literally unemployable?
Yeah, they're unemployable because I think we've allowed them to become unemployable, Adrian. Because, like, you say people, like, I had your caller on there on the phone there a while ago saying, but the lack of education and all that. Like, I mean, I don't have a good education, but I still get up and do and work. I know. And if they have trouble opening up a bloody bank account, go to the bank and ask for help in opening up a bank account. It's dead easy, like.
Yeah, sure. Someone pointed out, and it's true, most of us get bank accounts set up first in school. I'm sorry, if there's someone this, unless you have a mental disability or something like that, yeah? There is no excuse for not knowing how to set up a bank account. Jesus Christ, you can set up a Revolut account.
Like, Jeremy, I set up another bank account there a few weeks ago. I went into the bank and say, I'd like to open up a bank with you. Can you help me out? And they say, yeah, of course we can. We can help you out there, no problem.
Of course I'd help you out. I'm sorry, Henry, but this is after grabbing me by the tail, and I have to go back to our friend Robbie. And by the way, people saying that it's regular caller Robbie is on. It's not that Robbie. It's not Robert. What's his name?
We know Robbie.
Can you just say it's not Robert Mitten? Isn't that his name? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry for taking the gloves off, Robert. It's not Robert Mitten. Okay. It's the other Robert. But I'm about to take the gloves off because, again, just in case you didn't hear it correctly, 8 years on Job Seekers. Would you say he's been seeking jobs
after 8 years? It's hard to believe.
Because I look
especially in the career field that he's in, which is a chef, there are every second place I go into, they're looking for chefs.
So, Robbie, you're in Clondalkin. We know that. So we decided to check. I can't believe we have to do his work for him. But here we go, Robbie. So we checked chef jobs in Dublin at the moment within a 20K distance.
Well, now, Robbie probably needs the job right next door to him.
Can't travel. But within a 20 kilometre distance to Clondalkin, where you live, and 117 chef jobs, Robbie, that you claim the foreigners are after robbing off you. And there's some here's a chef job. I won't say where it is, but 44,000 a year. That's all right.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah, I can cook a boiled egg. Could I get that job?
It's a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, probably not then.
Here's another one, a bit less down the line, 35 grand.
Yeah.
But I know what it is. I know.
By the way, read that out. 35 grand to 70 grand. Some chefs are earning 70 grand.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Robbie. You don't want to work. And the reason you don't want to work, and this comes back to, apart from the social welfare payment that people get when they're on Job Seekers Allowance, yeah, they also get so many more things that they don't want to give up. So the free doctor, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If a sore nose, go to the doctor. It's free. They have back to school allowance, fuel allowance, HAP, all that shit. And that's why he would rather sit on his hole all day blaming immigrants that he can't get a job when there's literally 117 jobs, Robbie, within a 20-kilometre distance.
Okay, let me read a message out. The reason people are struggling to get work is because businesses are getting grants to hire foreign workers. To the person who sent us that message, the truth is actually the exact opposite of that. Businesses are being offered grants to take people off the live register. Unemployed people, whether they're foreigners or not, people who are unemployed, who are receiving the dole, companies will get grants to hire people like that. They don't get grants to hire foreigners. Where do people get this from? Where do people get off on making foreigners? It's not true. No, this was sent in to me earlier on in my other job, and I looked it up, and no, foreigners, companies don't get grants. What they're implying is that a company is told, if you have an Irish person or a foreigner applying for the same job, give it to the foreigner and we'll give you money. That doesn't happen.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know what
it was. Well, obviously it doesn't happen. Hire a foreigner over an Irish person, no.
So there's no conspiracy against Robbie?
No, Robbie's in a world of his own, in fairness. Like, Robbie, there are loads of chef jobs out there.
117. Within a bus ride, Robbie. Literally within a bus ride. But he loses back to school allowance. He loses fuel allowance.
Emma's been on to us.
Absolutely, 100% agree with Jeremy on this one. Except I would say after a year, if they haven't found a job, cut them off. And I'd take it further and say after 3 or 4 months, if they haven't found a job, they should be out doing community service, tidying the streets, doing something, helping out old folk homes or gardening and stuff like that. They should be helping their towns be tidied up and helping their community. I actually had a lad that used to mind my dog. I was paying £50 a night or €20 walk, and he turned to me one day and he was like, look, I'm going to go start doing Nixer's painting because I can get £300 or £400 every 2 days for that while being on the dole instead of minding your dog. And he was coming out with, I think he said about £1,200 a week. Yeah, absolute fucking crazy.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this? What's your reaction to 6,300 people on the job seekers allowance for over 10 years?
It's too easy. It's too easy for them. Like I said in my voice message, I think there needs to be things put in place. You know, when you go on to the dole, if you're transitioning between jobs and you need the dole to tide you over, that's fine. Go in at a reasonable rate that'll keep you going and then reduce it over time. So every 6 months to a year that you're not employed, your dole payment is reduced.
Does it get reduced ultimately to nothing?
Yeah, I would say within 3 years, you'd be on nothing.
On nothing. So within 3 years, you assign an individual onto the scrap heap of life. Literally no support.
But I don't think that will happen, because I think within the 3 years, they would get a job. I also think there has to be incentives in place to make people want to go to work. I know that sounds crazy, but you do have people who are in the mindset of it's easier to be on the dole because I get my medical card, I get my back to school, I get my fuel, the Christmas bonus, the ever so famous Christmas bonus. You see it all over Facebook. When is it coming in? Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's insane. And they get all of that on top of their dole. So why would they give it up? If the government were to put in place that there would be some kind of a transition, like, okay, we'll give you your medical card for 2 years. We will cover, say, 50 or 60% of your childcare for the first 2 years that you're in employment. And then it gives people time to get into a job and climb up the ladder as well. When you're going in, if you don't have any experience in the industry that you're going into, you really are going in on a wage that's not livable. So the government should help them transition into that rather than, okay, you're going in now on minimum wage, that's it, we're cutting you off from everything, and people can't afford to live on that.
But without, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm bullying Robbie here, but that he's a classic example, because he obviously, first of all, I don't believe he can't get a job. Have you ever worked in the tourism sector, Grace, or the service industry?
Yes, I have my own business in the service industry.
Oh, there you go.
I started in hospitality.
So you know this job.
I've been working in hotels. Yeah,
you know this job's in hospitality. So
absolutely.
I think deep down, and I don't know if he's lazy or not, if Robbie's lazy, but deep down I think that's what it is. It's he doesn't want all the little the Brucey bonuses, the little extras that come along when you're on job seekers. He doesn't want to give them up, because I suppose you get used to them. You get used to the back to school allowance, the fuel allowance, the Christmas.
You do. The Christmas 100%. Bonus. I know two chefs that went from, so they were on, like, chef and wages are ridiculously high. Like, there's two businesses that closed locally to me because they actually couldn't keep up with the with the increase in the wages, the chef and wages were constantly going up, demanding more money. And when those two businesses closed, the head chef from both of those businesses went to petrol stations that didn't have a deli and set up a whole deli service in that petrol station and are living their best lives.
Yeah, it's brilliant. That really is creative.
Just while I have you there on a separate issue, because I was trying to get the answer to this today and it's completely separate, but seeing as you work in the service industry, I was at a birthday party for a family member last night, yeah?
Yeah.
In a restaurant. Now, I'm not going to name the restaurant because the restaurant is a lovely restaurant and the staff are lovely. But anyway, we brought a birthday cake along to for the birthday. And we dropped it out there that afternoon and they brought it into the fridge because it was a cream cake, an expensive cake, bloody big thing. Anyway, we sat down to the meal last night and we had the meal and all, and it was lovely, absolutely lovely. Service was great. And I called the waiter over and I said, you can bring out the cake now. And he arrived out with the cake and we all sang happy birthday. And I said, can you bring me out some side plates and a knife and cut everybody a slice? Oh, you're not allowed to eat the cake here if you bring it in. I was like, what? He says, no, we have a rule where you cannot bring a birthday. But I said, you let me bring the cake in. Oh, no, you can bring it in and blow out the candles, but you're not allowed to eat the cake on the premises. What's that about?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, you know, places that allow you to bring your own wine and charge a corkage fee and that, but I've never heard of you not being allowed to cut up your birthday cake.
Now, had he said, okay, so I asked him, was because I've heard of a cakeage fee. They have them in America, a cakeage fee, which is ridiculous, that if you bring a cake into a restaurant, they charge you a cakeage fee because you're not going to order dessert. But I said, is it a cakeage fee I'll pay? Because we were after spending 75 quid on the cake. I was like, we want to eat the cake. It's a birthday cake. And all the kids that were in the group were all crying. I want a slice of cake. And they said it's not a cakeage fee. So what else could it be? Why will they not let you eat cake that
in the industry that I'm in, my business relies on me selling my cakes. I bake the cakes and sell them. But anybody who has come into me that has asked, can they bring a cake for, like, if they're meeting their family or something, it's somebody's birthday. Now, it's usually only a small cake, but I would have no problem. And, like, my fridge is stacked full of cakes and I let them bring in their own cake.
Okay, yeah. So in this case, Jeremy, it wasn't even that you could have offered him 50 quid to cut the cake up for you.
I wouldn't give him 50 quid.
Well, 20 quid or whatever, but that wasn't even an option.
No, you cannot. He was nice, but a lovely fella. You cannot eat cake on the premises that has been bought in. That was exact words.
And could it be about food poisoning or something like that?
Food poisoning?
You could give a cake to all your family and they all get food poisoning and the restaurant gets the blame. Could be. They don't know where the cake came from.
But where are the only ones?
I think that's more of you should buy, they want you to buy the desserts there. I would say if you had bought desserts there, they would have let you cut up the cake. And yeah.
But no. So we did all order desserts then begrudgingly. I had a lovely...
Because you had no cake.
With no cake. I had a lovely sticky toffee pudding. And we didn't want the cake to because everybody was going home to their respective houses and we didn't want the cake to go to waste. So we all ate the desserts and they were lovely desserts. And then I call him back over and says, do you want to cut it up now? Because the kids, no, we're not allowed. So it wasn't as though they were losing out on the money on the desserts because we all bought desserts. It's just a bizarre rule, isn't it?
It could be a cross-contamination issue either. I don't know. Maybe they just can't. So they can't bring it in.
What does that mean, a cross-contamination?
They don't know where the cake came from.
They don't know where the cake came from.
Sorry, it actually came from Manning's.
Yeah, and Manning's are great, but they don't know that. So they don't know the procedures they have in place.
But anyway, they put the cake in the fridge with the rest of their food.
In a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a box. Anyway, Grace, the bottom line is, with regard to people being on the dole for years, you would cut it down over a period of time to the point that after 3 or 4 years, you get nothing.
Yeah, but I would say it wouldn't result in people ending up with nothing. I would say they would end up in employment if there were different kind of initiatives for them to actually work, which would be that you wouldn't lose your medical card for the first 2 years. Or it's very, very difficult to go into a job and start on minimum wage. Anybody who's working on minimum wage would tell you that it's extremely difficult. And then you have, if they're over 25, the pension scheme, you've the employees taxes you have to pay, like everything adds up for the employer and the employee. So I think if there were initiatives there that maybe it would encourage more people to actually go to work.
Good to talk to you, Grace, as always. Thanks very much indeed.
She can give me an answer about the cake.
What do you want? Bring the restaurant and ask them.
Sorry, I asked them last night.
Joey has been in touch with us.
Yeah, they should be cut off after 10 years. Or they should be given jobs, volunteer jobs, to keep the dole. Should be given volunteer jobs. But I would like to know, now obviously there is going to be a high percentage of Irish on that 10-year list, yeah? But I'd also like to know, the nationality of every person that's been on a list for more than 5 years. The nationality of every person that's been on that list for more than 5 years. And let's see the stats.
Okay, Joey, the answer to your question apparently is 30% of long-term unemployed are foreign nationals. That means 70% are not foreign nationals. And Jess?
If you've been on the dole for years, a whole fucking decade, I'm sorry, you're nothing but a lazy, parasitic, oxygen thief of a leech. 10 fucking years, no get up and go about you. Like, what the actual hell? It's not a luxury life, so how the hell are they surviving? This is actually ridiculous. The job seeker should be 6 months. 6 months. After that, you're on your damn own. This is for 10 years. And then there was the fella who had a party because he was on it for 30 years. And we're letting him away with it. No. These leeches, these absolute sponging wasters should get 6 months. After that, stand on your own 2 feet. See how far you fucking get.
Thank you, Jess. As always, nice and calm and collected. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification of the next episode. We'll talk to you then.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.